What's up, everybody? It is another episode of Are You The One? We got some guests in the building, and we also going to look like what $500,000 look like. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
They don't want no problems. I shit with the robbers.
Yeah.
Hey. You got to twerk. Hey.
Hey. Hey. Yeah. Hey. Oh, shoot.
We got to twerk out the vibe.
Yeah.
So basic. I can't even take it.
Y'all head to YouTube.
Hey.
Okay, I'm fresh out the
box. Y'all better watch
this live right now. Be patient. My mama. Y'all don't even know. Sensei, I was bringing the twerk ministry.
No one wants to see me do that.
Abby, Episode 2,
we always
lit up in the building. I'm your host, Lim Gonzalez. As always, you can find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Of course, I got my ladies with me. To my direct left, you know who it is. Sensei Don't Play. What's up, girl?
Oh, you know, I'm just saying, sitting pretty, feeling fly.
All of that.
All that.
All of that.
In that order.
In that order. And ladies and gentlemen, she is back.
Yes.
You know what it is. Holding down the anchor. Country twerking.
Yeah.
Extraordinaire. Abby Vega, what's
so
up?
So happy to be back. Abby, I love your slow twerk. You know, it's more of a just hip movement.
Yeah.
Yes, girl, you better work them hips.
You gotta own it.
Abby, I didn't get any of the Hispanic like flair.
You did it. It's okay though. Okay. It's okay though.
But you guys twerking. Can all find me on Twitter and Instagram at _ Abby Vega.
There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, especially ladies.
Okay.
We got some brothers in the building.
Come on.
I'm going to start to my left. He goes by the name of Ozzy Morales.
Ozzy!
In the building. What it do?
Yes,
and of course, he's got his own live feed going on. And if you're liking his music,
okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is his own song. What is it called?
It's his sponsors, man. You can find it on YouTube. Andre Seamers. Just look it up. It'll be right there. Click on it and go crazy.
Boom. There it is.
Go crazy.
He said his name himself, but I'm going to say his name again. Andre Seamers in the building.
Woo!
Hey! Getting it, boy. Are you the one? They ain't even ready.
This is awesome. I feel like it's usually like girls overpowering the guys. This is like the first time.
The guys are taking it.
We're not complaining.
We're not complaining.
No,
yes. I mean, honestly, this season, out of all the seasons, you know, sorry to the last seasons, but this season definitely takes the tone. First place, Ottoman are fine on this season.
I don't forget about you, Prosper.
They have a couple of ones.
She loves her some chocolate.
She loves some chocolate, bro. Yeah, she loves
her. That country twerking.
Country twerking. Equal opportunity.
Come on.
You know what it is.
We appreciate guys like you.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I mean, it's a good looking cast. I mean, even MTV is saying, like, this is like a really, really good looking cast. I'm not mad.
The guys, yes.
I'm not mad at the girls.
The girls are dope.
They're
great.
The girls are cool.
They'll make it.
But it's all good. We doing what we doing. We got to equal it out. We had two lovely ladies last week, so me and Nina were very excited.
Right.
And so now we got
You know, we needed some eye candy.
I got you. I mean, I'm not enough. So, you know, I got to bring in reinforcements and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, we're going to get into this episode.
Let's do it.
Second episode, right? And we're starting off with Miss Cassandra. She's talking to Birthday Mike, and, you know, she's trying to get him know better, you know, get to know him better, trying to feel him out. I feel like at this point now, everybody, kind of the jitters is over, the little awkward meetups are done.
Right.
Everybody's kind of, you know, latching on to what they want, you know, who they're attracted to, all of that.
That part.
Ozzy.
Attracted to.
I mean, Ozzy, I think, is the first one that starts the Mac vibe. Jumping off with Miss Catherine, can you let us in? I mean, obviously we saw that Bubby Tatum last episode, so now this is the culmination of that. What are you feeling at this moment?
You know, at this moment, there was a lot of
obviously, as you said, a lot of, I think it was a big boom in episode one, but, you know, I try to take it slow, and, you know, when we walk into episode two, you know, we come back from the ceremony, and all the juices are flowing, and everybody's getting drunk, and, you know, we decide to throw a party, and, you know, I go for it, and that's what you guys saw right there.
There it is. You know, episode two. There it is.
I mean, I never believed that.
You said you never believed that?
No.
Really?
Believe what? Yeah.
That they were, like, ever even a match.
Really?
A
thing. Can I ask a question? No,
okay. Yeah. This is,
if you guys each had to pick, like, who were the first three girls that you looked at and were just like...
Like that day, huh?
When yeah. We showed up? Because I feel like that's how it initiates. It's like, goes strictly on attraction
well,
first,
you
right?
Yeah.
No?
To. Like,
no,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
that's... Yeah. The physical you part is there to. Instantly. Yeah.
So I'm
like,
curious.
Right away.
Well, for me, personally, the first person I noticed was Cassandra. Mm-hmm. Well, I did talk to Cass a little bit in the beginning of the first episode.
Yeah, well, right. Didn't she say what... Oh, wait, no, that was the other part.
No. That was that part. No, yeah. She, you know, talked about, like, you know, all the cute boys and blah, 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 and they showed us, like, talking a little bit, but you know, we drifted apart, and then I actually talked to Carolina for a little bit, and then Catherine. So those were my first three, like, right off the bat.
And Catherine just stuck.
Boom.
Yeah. Stuck a little harder.
Stuck harder.
Not that
there
quick.
It is.
Yeah.
Speaking of sticking, Mr. Andre also
started
macking also as
you know
well
with
Miss Alicia.
You know it.
So what was going on with that?
It was cool off the rip. Like, it was real simple. Just everything that we were doing just kind of, like, correlated with each other. So it all just felt like the right move. And then, you know, we got to that truth booth. And reality struck. And she was sick. And I was just like, you know, it's the reason why we're here is to do this. So,
right.
It was a lot harder for her than it was for me to do the whole separating part.
Look, and I was loving this love and basketball moment.
Oh, of course. You know
all
it.
About it.
Had
you know
to
what
live
I'm
it
saying?
For a little
and,
bit.
And Andre, I will give this to you. Honestly, you came off to me as the realist.
Okay.
Just with your actions towards her and when you guys were up on the cannabis thing.
Oh, the little cabana.
The cabana.
Yeah, the cabana.
It's a cabana. It's cool, though.
Same shit.
They were on a cabana on a hammock or something.
Hammock?
No, but like...
Hammock? Is that what we're saying right now?
The things that you did towards her was very natural, and I appreciated that about you. You know, you laughing at her when she spilt her margarita, when you slapped her with the lime, even though that would have irritated my soul. Okay?
But you got love for me,
you got it. You know, you got that playful thing about you, and you really brought out the realness of you in this episode, and I definitely
appreciate
will salute you to that.
We were definitely all over this episode,
and
some high points and some, you know, of course, low points, especially given, and we'll get into it when we get into the whole Truth Boo situation. But I think, you know, and people, I mean, it's a season five, you know, the show kind of follows the same format, they have little deviations,
right?
But I think, you know, it's difficult because, and we've said this time and time again, we've had, you know, umpteen people on the show, and it's like you're looking for love, and it's almost like if we're dating and we stop dating, and then now I'm dating somebody else the next day.
You're dating me.
Right,
I couldn't do it. I'm
and
a crazy
then now
bitch.
It's like, you know, but in real life, if you stop dating somebody, you don't have to see them again.
Exactly.
But now you're living together, you're in the same house, and then, like, I broke up with you, now I'm dating
you're learning
this
a lot about yourself.
Well, yeah, exactly. And that's kind of like something I explained to people after all this was over with was like, you know, when you're dating in the real world and you have someone that you're seeing, you see them maybe three times a week for a couple of hours a day, and you build that relationship off of that time.
Exactly.
In this situation, we're living together 24/7.
24/7.
For a very long time. So you really don't have that time to be alone and have those thoughts to yourself because you're literally always invested in trying to figure out what you can do next with this person or even the next person. So it was weird, man. It was definitely a
there
test.
There was no
like,
way to hide from any problems, from any situation. You know, you could, like, try to go work out or go to the pool or whatever, but then you come back home and, like...
And they're right there.
They're there.
I thought you were going to say there's no way to hide from them. No. Like, the house isn't big enough. You can't hide.
Coming through the window. Hey,
big ass house. Not enough hiding spots.
Not big enough.
Not big enough.
And we all sleep in one room, too. So it's like, at the end of the night, whether you want it or not, like, if you want to sleep on the couch by yourself, you can, but...
But if you're sleeping in the room, you're going to be around 21 other people, essentially.
Crazy. I think that's why people get attached so fast, too. Right. It's because they are.
It makes sense. It makes sense. Yeah. I mean, it's like an accelerated relationship.
Yes.
Oh, it's
like
you said, high speed.
Like you said, you know, normally you're dating somebody, you may see them, you know, a couple times a week for a couple hours of time.
Yep.
And then you build from that. This is like 24/7. So
day long,
you could see.
And it's like what? Like you get a week before the actual ceremony, right? So
you have
a whole week with that one person. person in a week can tell. I mean, you know, if you're with the person every day, every night, you know what I'm saying? You can really get attached to that point. Oh, it's incredible. And so,
and also, like, the idea of the show, like, you're trying to find love. So, right. like, either if, like, there's, like, red flags and there's stuff mm-hmm. that you say, no, like, this is something I don't like about that person, mm-hmm. you kind of oversee them and you kind of, like, just keep going with it. Right. So, like, you get attached very fast. And then yeah. when the bad things come out, is mm-hmm. when. Everything goes
oh,
yeah. to shit.
Oh, it's so, exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. And then you mix the alcohol.
You know we're drunk.
I got some titles like half of the fucking show. Like, they're trying to figure out what I said, man. Yeah. Like,
for real, though.
That's hilarious. Let's get into the game. So, let's of course, there's always some type of challenge
right.
To find out who's going to be paired up in dates and then ultimately to find out who's going to be voted into the truth booth, which is a way of finding out who mm-hmm. the perfect match is. And so this particular one was very interesting. The guys got tied to these posts, and then the girls are blindfolded, and they have to literally sniff out the person that they think is their match, like a bloodhound. And I thought this was really, really, because I'm thinking, like, as a guy, and you're in, where are you? Where
Dominican
is
Republic.
Dominican Republic. Yep. And no shirts
100%
on.
100% humidity.
Right. Like, humidity's crazy. You don't have no shirts on. Like, the smell of the guy is not going to be too great.
We had bug spray on.
Bug spray, panic lotion.
So I'm like, but explain, please, because I really need to know what this was really like.
It was brutal, honestly. It looked very simple. It looked like it took no time at all, but really, like,
the production of it was
those damn posts and that fucking rope. We were tied there for like literally an hour.
And we
had
like goggles too. Yeah, so like they were like digging into our eyes.
It was goggles
and then, like,
with
we were,
the
like,
blindfold.
Sweating and yeah, it was like getting into our eyes. We couldn't like move. Like it was
and then you're tied
brutal,
up
man.
All that time
and you're waiting for this girl, whoever she is, to untie you, and she's not going fast enough. So you're just like stressed the whole time. Like
I like the like premise of the game though.
Oh,
I really do.
One thing I don't think anybody caught on was that our feet were chained together as well, so that when we when we got untied, you couldn't like take off running. You had to like literally like
because you're tied together.
Yeah, exactly. So like it really was tedious.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I give Alicia props for sure, even finding your scent. She must have been smelly.
Well, okay, so speaking of Alicia, she said she was looking for your Fritos feet.
Yo,
son.
Like, sound very attractive.
That sound
not gonna lie.
All,
Andre, this might have taken your points down a couple.
Like, I'm just saying, like, what's up with the Frito feet, though?
This shit happens, all right? I had some sandals. They had got wet, you know, so they all the funk out from, you know, the times before. I was just, you know, kick the sandals off, trying to catch a vibe in the room, and she's like,
Fritos.
What's that? I'm like, shit.
It's my feet.
So it's your feet. It wasn't the sandals. The sandals
made my feet smell like that because the water that was in the sandal was on the... Oh, right.
It was a whole blended situation.
I set myself up. It must have been very strong because it don't take me at least two years
to really like have that smell. It's usually like after you dated the person. You're like, oh, shit. I remember that smell. That was bad like 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
But what's crazy is she literally found you. Yeah.
She found you.
After three, four guys.
She was on the hunt and beat you out. Yeah, that's very impressive.
Right, Shout out to the Fritos smell
with how your
of my man
works,
Andre.
Girl.
Exactly.
The one good thing you did do, you found me.
Come on now.
We had Hannah on the show last week, and I love this. She said, I have so much respect for blind people now.
Oh my God.
I'm not commenting.
Drops
you know?
Mic and walks off stage.
No comment.
Like, I have so much respect for blind people. Like, what did you just say? Like,
but that's such a classic thing that, like, someone who's just not thinking and doesn't, it just, like, comes out.
You just say it. I think she like, her heart was in the
vomit.
Right place.
It definitely was in the right place. But it just sounds
it was in the right place, but it was just
it was just kind of like that face the whole time.
All right, thanks, Hannah. Cool, whatever. So anyway, we have the winners, and of course, Andre and Alicia, we had Hannah and Tyler also matched up, and then lastly, we had Joey and Carrie. And the prize was you guys got to go windsurfing, which you seem to be doing pretty good. Like you seem
profession
to,
now.
You for seem, 20 seconds.
He was just better than everyone
for
else.
For 5 seconds, probably.
That's what it looked like. You were just better than everybody else.
Hey, yo, I tried to do my thing. Windsurfing's just not the way for me.
Caught the attention of Hannah.
Hey, I guess Hannah was like, ooh.
She was feeling the vibe.
She literally like was like, Tyler, I don't care about you.
Like,
I'm looking at my boy over here with the windsurfing. windsurfing the 20-second stand-up.
That.
I mean, but, you know, if you're the best of the best, hey, I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Can't complain. You
can't complain.
Go ahead.
On that particular date, we did see that Hayden and Gianna are still... actually, let me go back. Joey tells Carrie that he's feeling Carolina, right? Mm-hmm. Which I thought was interesting because they're on the date, right? You're supposed to get to know the person that you're on the date with.
Right.
And, I mean... You can look at it both ways. You can look at it as it's good that he has honesty, but also at the same time, it's like he didn't give Carrie a chance with the situation because you're on this date and you're like, hey, I really like you. You're like, you know what? I like somebody else. Yeah. And they're not you, and their name is Carolina.
That's messed up. I mean, I feel like definitely I love the truth and the honesty.
Right.
But give her a chance. I mean, it's still very early in the game. Mm-hmm. It'd be totally different if, like, it was maybe, like, 4 weeks down, five weeks down, you really, you know, getting to know somebody. But it's way too early for all that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But at the end of the day, I'm going to give him the fact that he's always been attracted to the other girl,
the
you know what I'm saying,
right,
from
Carolina.
The beginning.
But then again, like, that was the whole idea of the show, to, like, kind of, like, explore a little bit and give people a chance, you know, maybe somebody that you wouldn't...
Yeah, it kind of just made
really
him,
give him a chance, you know, like try something different.
It kind of made him look a little tacky. Yeah. It was just kind of like
I felt bad for her because I feel like that's maybe like why someone would get discouraged if you don't have like that immediate like really fast connection with someone. And I feel like it's very disheartening. And then you go out with someone that like you would even consider, and this is your one chance to get that like one-on-one time. And then for them to just come right at you with, oh, I'm just thinking about the other person.
Right.
I feel like that would just kind of like bring you in a little bit.
Well, and it's so early, like you said. I mean, if this was 4 or 5 weeks in. And you've been vibing with somebody and you accidentally got matched with this person for a date, you could be like, hey, no offense, but I'm really feeling this person.
Yeah, exactly.
I really want to explore that. But it's this is the second week.
Mm-hmm.
And to say like, oh yeah, I'm not even going
to
get to know you really good.
It's too early.
I'm really feeling, you know, it's, yeah, it's disheartening.
I would like to say though, would this be so different if it was a girl doing it? Because I feel like no one looks at the girls for really liking a guy right away. And then it's the fact that he's like the only guy to be like, hey, I'm not... eyeing another girl.
I really like this girl.
I feel like it could be different. I mean, I don't know for sure, but you never really see the guys do that.
Well, I mean,
that's typical for a girl to claim someone real quick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the fact that he said that, I feel you on that. I don't know. If a girl was to say that, I mean,
might
us
be
girls
yeah,
move real quickly. You know what I'm saying?
The girls play with their heart a lot. Like, we were kind of, like, in it to, like, kind of, like, see what was going on and what we actually needed in a girl.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh, my God, I had that connection with them, like,
first
week, second week, and they're, like, trying to claim people.
Yeah.
As you saw what happened.
There's only one Andre, and there's 11 girls.
And he's mine.
And he's mine. So, like, you know what I mean? Like,
Right.
Give yourself a little bit of time and put yourself out there and see, like...
Absolutely.
What else comes.
Absolutely. And, you have to understand this is a game.
Exactly.
You know,
that's
yes,
what they
you're trying to find love, but you also are trying to win money.
Exactly.
And if you're really trying to play the game, you know, correctly, you have to get to know as many people as possible before you hone in on someone.
Exactly. We gotta have Andre say his line later.
Oh yeah, the one. We'll
the
save
line
that.
Of
we'll
the
save
season.
That.
We'll save it
that.
For the end. But
we'll save it for the end.
That's the one.
While all this is going on, we see that, speaking of people, you know, just some couples that are vibing, we have Hayden and Gianna are still vibing. Seems like they still got something going
on. I like Hayden.
Yeah.
I really hope he finds him some love.
You like Hayden? Okay.
Yes. He's one of my favorites.
Right. Okay.
This season.
We have Gianna, who still feels Michael a little bit, even though he was treating her like Walking Dead with that kiss.
Oh, he tried to like eat her face off.
Does he wear tank tops the whole season? I just have to. So
when I tell you he's like a dad, like I'm telling you, like this man,
the hat and
this
the
man like the hats, and then he takes the hats off, and he's just got that messy hair with the beater on after he takes his shirt off, and he's just like hanging out all the time.
That's all that was
legs,
telling
like,
me the first episode.
Legs up.
I was like, is he going to be in this wife beater?
I feel like Michael is like really 38. Like he's everybody.
He lied on
but he's really
yeah,
he's really
lied.
Lied. He's really 38
he's
years old.
He's just that all American.
He really is.
And
you
then
know
like
saying?
His little
like,
dance moves.
I'm just gonna
and,
drink my beer, watch me some football.
Man,
no, he's a good time, but sometimes he's just over the top.
A little bit.
Yes, absolutely.
And so we see a little flirting between Cam and Eddie in the shower when she wrapped the towel around his whole body.
Was she flirting?
Yeah.
Cam just doesn't really put herself in a position to be like in that situation, you know. Like she keeps it pretty like you know until she definitely knows.
Like a little neutral.
Yeah.
The one thing I don't know is like why were they in the boom boom room
up in the boom boom room shower in the middle of the day.
That's the one thing I we might never know.
Interesting.
That's
why I said they were mutually
flirting. I don't know.
I'm just
saying. They were upstairs.
She was definitely
know.
Entertaining his entertainment.
Of course. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I could see them being really good friends.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Really
Eddie
good
has
friends,
a really pretty smile. That's all I can focus on when he speaks.
You just love chocolate.
No, he has
a chocolate.
Are you kidding? You guys saw his smile.
Chocolate
thunder.
Abby loves chocolate.
No, I'm serious. So this break season, right. I need all y'all in here, and we need to do a spinoff of Chocolate Thunder. Oh, like,
what's
I need
chocolate
to see
thunder?
That happen.
What's chocolate thunder?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, she really don't love chocolate.
So
we're going to school you after the show, Abby. We're going to school you after the show. Yeah. So we get into it's truth move time, right? And so while you guys are on the date, obviously everyone votes.
Yep.
They hit the little touch screen, and we showed a lot of Andre and Alicia voting. So... You know, of course, I'm no surprise when they announce, Ryan announces in the truth booth, it is Andre and Alicia.
Yep.
And so you guys walk into the truth booth. And what is your mood like? I know when we were watching the show, we were talking a little bit. But you were you feeling Alicia a lot? Was she feeling you mostly? Like, how was that situation going on? And you're walking in the truth booth at this point in time.
Yeah. I guess when we were, like, going through the whole process of getting to the point where people mm-hmm. figured we were a couple and stuff, it was all real. I definitely had a lot of feelings for her, but I just always in the back of my mind reminded myself, like, there's a reason why you're here. There is right. a purpose, and, like, you can't get lost in the sauce like this. Like, you can't just, like, forget. Hey, the lingo's crazy.
Him in
look,
the sauce.
Hey, the sauce. Right. But look, no, she was, everything we had was real, and yeah. I just had an easier time letting
that.
It down than she did. And I also reminded her multiple times before it all happened that, like, regardless of what happens, I have respect for you, but you need to have respect for me in the same sense of, like, I'm going to do what I have to do, and you should respect that. And you'll see throughout the rest of the show how that works out. But
I mean, it
but,
was,
yeah,
I mean,
but, you know.
I don't know how that's looking.
Right.
Well, yeah. It was very clear that
yeah.
she was really just feeling you.
Yeah, she was.
You know what I mean? You guys
me
had
more.
A great connection. I feel like what you was given was genuine, like yeah. I said from the beginning of this episode. And I feel like you guys definitely had a connection. I mean, we all knew it was about to take a left turn.
Well, I mean, again,
Alicia,
I mean,
I love you, girl.
It's, I mean, and
but
again, you know, when you do feel like you find a connection, you want that connection to work, right?
Right.
Exactly.
And so, and that's the problem with the truth booth, because if you go into the truth booth confident, like, this is somebody, and we've seen
exactly.
this, right? Again, this is 5 seasons, so we've seen this play out already.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And you go into the truth, and you're like, ooh, perfect match, and then it's not, and then now your job is to find somebody else. Mm-hmm. But that's not how your heart typically works.
Yeah, right.
So even though that's what you're supposed to do, you're still connected to that person.
Yeah. Exactly.
So it's hard to just go off and be like, all right, well, cool. Peace out. I'm going to go find my next match and see what happens.
Your next
it's,
what?
It's very different. What?
What?
Next match.
Don't play him like that, Abby.
She did, though.
I let that
she
slide.
Did, though.
I'm like, all right. You know, real slang.
I thought it was like slang I didn't know.
No. We're gonna pray for Abby real quick.
Pray for Abby. Hashtag pray for Abby.
Hashtag pray for Abby. Get it trending on Twitter.
Got you twerking.
Sorry. I hear so much slang. I don't know. I didn't know if it was like something I was
It's okay, Abby. We love you. We love you. It's okay. It's okay.
So,
needless to say, you go into it and
there you go.
No match.
Right.
How were you feeling at that point?
I was like, I don't know. I don't mean to sound like bad, but like, right. I was kind of like okay with it because mm-hmm. I was a little bit relieved. Yeah. Like, yeah. I was like, man, like, there was a lot of pressure on me to be her match. Like, because what they didn't show is that, like, Cam and T, like, they were just pushing it to, like, be with her. They're mm-hmm. like, hey, our girl really wants to. Da-da-da. I was like, oh, okay, cool. You know, she's beautiful. She yeah. seems cool. Like, all right, right, let's do it. I'll do
yeah.
it. But then, like, I had my thoughts and my doubts
exactly.
and stuff.
Sure.
And then, you know, it kind of felt at times I couldn't really express that because I'd have gotten fucking shit
yeah.
from everybody in the house,
right.
like, well, you guys are so perfect. Well, y'all don't know
just the environment
the
makes
details.
You oversee, like,
so,
all the red flags.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when the
Your
time
pressure.
Did come that it said no match, I was kind of like, all right, great. Now I can actually get back to playing the game. Like, that's why I went. It was to play the game and get the experience and figure out
sure.
if I could figure it all out, you know? So mm-hmm. it was hard seeing her be like that. But
right.
At the same time, for myself, it was relieving.
Word. And obviously, after that, Hannah didn't waste any time.
Oh, she was like,
letting you know.
Look, surfboard.
Hannah was like, I saw that surfboard. Let me see what that's talking about. And so she basically beeline. I mean, obviously editing, but it seems like you literally come out.
She did.
Oh, really?
Usain Bolt.
Oh, wow. Okay, there it is. We heard it here. And so she goes and hollers at you, and then lo and behold, you start kissing. Yeah. So there's some
but
action there.
I will give Hannah the most respect, the fact that she came to Alicia and was like, look.
Even though it wasn't like...
She was literally like shitting her pants. She was like,
don't
she was
fuck
afraid,
me up right now.
Bro.
Don't fuck me up right now, girl. But I'm like, she really like, feeling Andre right now. But please don't try to smack me right
she
now.
She said it without like, saying it, like directly. Yeah. It
but
was,
it was
like,
the
not
way they showed
sentences.
It, though, it just looked like so...
It made her look like a punk.
Right. She was like,
no, not even the fact that she had balls to even say anything to Alicia. Yeah. I respect that.
The action she took to do that was respectful.
Because a lot of people try to be sneaky about that shit. And it's like, just be 100. You know what I mean?
You know,
so I respect that of her.
What I'm really curious about is because this season they haven't done it yet. But like, what is it that you think... Because obviously you and Alicia hit it off, and you and Hannah, but neither of them were your match. Like, did after you found out they weren't your match, did you like put together like... Were they like other people you had dated that didn't work out?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, definitely I had some things, like some memories that came back and some things that made me think of like past relationships that failed for sure. And it was just like I said, you know, I felt like when I was with Alicia, I couldn't say or like express how I truly felt because I didn't want to feel like I was the bad guy or anything like that. And that's definitely some stuff that I've dealt with before in the past. So
interesting.
And then with Hannah just happened so quickly. I just knew that Hannah was like sprung like that. So I just kind of like was like, oh, okay, well, I'll just go that way because it was easy, which is also another thing I've experienced in my past is just the easy route. And the easy route is never the guarantee route. Like we all know that if it's easy, it's not going to last.
Absolutely.
So, when we hit the blackout and I was with Hannah, I was kind of like, I knew that too. Like I knew that was from a mile away.
I knew it
just happened so quick though. She was pissed, yo. She was gassing me all day. Like, you're so fine, you're not. And then we blacked out. I was like,
Interesting.
Deuces. She couldn't.
So then I got to move. Speaking of, you know, Andre is really giving us some words right now. Mm-hmm. But he actually had a really good speech moment in the house.
I did,
which was pretty profound.
Actually recorded.
Yeah, I'm about to get my phone out.
I thought it was great, and I mean, just to paraphrase, obviously it was at a level of frustration. And if you can kind of give us what prompted the speech, because I know Alicia was mad. Alicia was mad because, of course, you in essence went on and kind of just already started, you know, fooling with Hannah.
Try to do my thing.
You're right, exactly. And she's still feeling you.
Yeah,
still wanting, you know. Obviously, yes, not a match, but doesn't mean her feelings change.
Right.
So you're a little, you know, frustrated. And then go ahead, sir.
So, I mean, like, realistically, what happened was Alicia and I blacked out. Or we didn't black out. We were a no match in the truth booth. And then Hannah and I kind of got right to it because she was very adamant about the fact that she was into me. So I was like, fuck it. Like, let's just take that wave and see what happens. And as soon as I realized that it wasn't that way, I, you know, was very bold about how I was not on that no more. So what they didn't show is that I actually got into it with Hannah, and then I was kind of telling Hannah off because she was way out of line. And then Alicia came from the bedroom because she heard it and let you know they're literally public enemy one and two. They hate each other. So for this instance, this is why I got so mad. It was because they teamed up because they were both mad about the same thing, which was not being able to have me. So I go,
Okay, Andre.
So I'm like,
Okay, so look. Daddy right here. Look, daddy. Are you the ones to fight daddy?
Can I finish my thing or no? Look, so.
No, but
that's when I continue on to like express how I felt. And I was just like, yo, I'm here to play this game. And these girls are sad because they can't play the game they came here to, they signed up for.
Yeah. And we go back to like the girls really putting everything out there, like really putting their heart in, and like not really thinking that, you know, this is a game. This is why we came here for. Like, you know that you're gonna get your feelings and your heart played with.
Sure,
and you have to be able to move on. And like, obviously, they
poor Andre
able to.
Having girls like fighting over him. Oh my
but
god!
But that's like the one thing I didn't want to seem as if it was. Is like I have these girls like fighting over me. I was like, it was just like too much too soon. Yeah. Like, it was just too much too soon. Yeah. Emotions were just everywhere. There was a lot of lust. There was a lot of lust in the house.
Right.
The first 2 weeks, it was just straight. It was like literally straight just lust. Straight lust.
And
like,
you got attractive, 22 attractive people. 22 attractive.
We just got right. let off the leash pretty much. Like, right. So we're all in the house just like, yeah, we're all trying to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're all trying to grease and get right.
And the other thing like that, not like a lot of people know, is like we're held in a hotel for like a couple days right before we go into this house. So like we don't see people, we don't talk to people, and then they like release us into the house, and it's just like, oh my god,
bottles, and like the bottles everywhere, girls.
Like it's, yeah. you know, it's like there's a think? Lot of yeah. like just crazy. Shit going around everywhere, you
right.
know?
Right? No, that makes total sense. That makes total sense. I mean, obviously. You know, to see in the second episode, you know, at the level of frustration. But I think what you said, it made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, granted, you know, you're obviously frustrated. Like you said, the stuff that they didn't show. And that's why we like having you on our episodes, because you can kind of shed light
yeah,
on the stuff definitely. That they don't show. Yeah. I mean, they're filmed 24/7 mm-hmm. and they can only give you an hour of, you know, each week.
That's crazy.
So they got to condense everything. So, yeah, now it makes sense why you would kind of be frustrated and blow up and be like, yo, like, chill out. Like, this is, we're here. To play this game,
yeah,
like let's play
yeah,
this game. What
exactly.
you signed up for?
Exactly. Like, I wasn't trying to be a bad guy,
right?
So,
right.
And they tried to make me out to be a bad guy, and that's why I just was like, "Yeah."
I don't think it looked that way.
No, exactly. Yeah. Thank God it didn't, because yeah. That's why I got like I didn't like plan out how it was gonna go. It just mm-hmm. happened, but I knew that right. if I just said how I truly felt and what
sure.
I was really going through,
right.
it would come out to be the right thing. And I'm glad that it did turn out that way.
There it is.
Hey, hold on now.
We still got more episodes.
Yeah,
but up until this point,
okay,
I see
let's
it.
Be nice
I see
today,
it. I
yes.
see it. So let's get into the matchup ceremony. Tonight right. is Guy's Choice. So we actually start off with
good job, guys.
Like way to knock out the fucking part. Huh?
My thing is, this is the thing, and I feel so bad because I'm also a guy, and I feel like. Every season, the guys always mess it up.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever it is, I don't
For
know
sure.
what it is, but it seems like the girls usually got it together, and I don't know if it's because they play a different way or what the situation is.
Because they play with their hearts.
Well, the thing is,
the girls play with their hearts.
Well, we have to think now with two heads. Y'all only think with one, so you have to decide which one you're going to think with on that certain occasion. So we definitely chose the wrong head to choose that
Andre,
night.
The first episode, his conversation, I was like, oh, my God, Andre. He's like, you know what I said actually to
what
my roommate? I go, this is kind of nice because the way he's talking, it seems like he's kind of been fucked over, and usually yeah. that's the girl.
Oh, I have though.
And then
so
meanwhile,
bad.
Him, I was actually had to say something about this too. I was uh-huh. like, oh my God, Ozzy. And then he's like, I've cheated everyone I've been with. And I was like, oh, Ozzy,
I have no.
I'm like, that's it. Yes, he said that. And I was like,
calling me
out. I didn't catch that. And I was like, I caught that. I was like, oh no. But then
you saw me in the house, and I was like,
no, yeah.
I was trying to like not be that guy anymore. You know, like I didn't do anything with Catherine first episode.
Right.
She went out and she did her thing.
Mm-hmm.
I still give her the chance, and like you know, yeah. second episode we like try to like talk it out.
Yeah.
But I mean, like I try to change. I'm trying to change. You know what I mean?
It's a work in progress.
It's a work in progress.
It's working out. It's working it out. So we start off with the matchup ceremony. It's the other Osvaldo, who actually goes by Osvaldo, and he picks Carrie. And then we have Ozzy, who picks Catherine, because obviously you guys were vibing.
We got that over with.
I just want to talk a little bit about your outfits.
What
was going on? Like, were you just going for a certain look?
You know
look?
What? I know the vibe, what he was going
you
for, you guys.
You know what he was going for. Okay.
I was giving that, like... You know, the vintage tee. He tried to tie it up with the... Help me out here.
Yes.
His name again.
Johnny Cash?
Yes, yeah. Thank you. Uh-huh. The Johnny Cash pants with, like, the chain. Like, you know, he was giving a little edge.
I think the tops and, like, the very bottoms were working. It was just, like, the in-between.
The in-between?
Yeah,
like, the
you know?
Pants.
Well, I'm never going to wear that outfit again.
No,
I promise
you
guys.
No, you rocked it,
I promise
though.
You
like,
guys.
They're, like, I have guy friends who could never even, like... Look good
look
in
like
that.
That,
but like you looked great. You
yeah.
look great.
I
well,
see where you,
you
were going with it.
Yeah,
it was very Eurocentric.
We respect.
Yeah,
yeah. Very
no, actually, my best friend who is from London, like. Try to put like some outfits together.
Yeah, I see
so,
where
like,
you were
yeah.
going
so
with
that.
That.
Yeah, that's why I said very
Euro. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
We're not mad.
Right.
No, you still look great. You still look great.
Absolutely.
Can't believe you, Ozzy.
So then we have Jalen ends up picking Cam, and then we have Eddie who picks Shannon. And then Derek picks Alicia, and it
Wait,
kind
you're going
of starts.
Too fast.
but I'm trying to get to the point where it starts like to decline.
I know, but I have comments about every single one of them.
You have okay. So what do you have comments about Jalen and Cam?
Nothing.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Nothing. Well, well, no, actually, there is a comment on that one because everyone was expecting Eddie to pick Cam.
Okay.
Right. So that like kind of is where it like starts to go off.
That's when it starts to be like what? Right. Yeah.
So then now everybody is kind of like, okay, well now I'm gonna pick. So then we have Eddie ends up picking Shannon. Then we have Derek Shannon.
Who?
Shannon.
Who?
Shannon.
Shannon. I know. I'm over here. Hey, my brain's not
Everybody hasn't got their shine yet. Everybody is still in the second episode.
Shannon? She was on the show? Yeah. I forgot.
Then we have Derek and Alicia. And then we have
Derek
Hayden.
And I like that
and
matchup.
Tyler. Taylor, excuse me. And Hayden this is and, when. Right, okay. right. And this is when Tyler. Yes. Hates on Taylor and has this moment where he's like, oh, so yeah, I'm
take
glad
it off my plate.
Take it off my plate. I appreciate that. Thank
Tyler,
you.
Tyler, you're a pretty boy with no swag, boy.
Tyler's shots a fired. Pretty boy with no swag.
Shots fired. Andre actually saves him a little bit. You try to save face for him.
Because he had nothing.
Yeah.
Dig him out of that hole. Saved.
Did you actually save him, though? Or was it just like, did it fall on deaf ears?
Look. No, I definitely helped him out because he, later on you'll see, but he definitely, he put his foot in his mouth real quick. He wasn't ready to chew all that because he did a lot. And I was like, I'm just like thinking, I'm like, yo, you didn't just say that shit out loud, did you? Like, you just said if your girl can get taken, it's better for you to just not have one.
Right.
Like, pretty much, huh? Like, okay.
Yeah. Her face said it all.
So, I just had to step in and be like,
Taylor
yo.
Was like, what?
Like bro, you dead
ass. That's how you feel? Like,
yeah.
Right.
That's she literally said, I thought he liked me.
I'm so
her face,
I thought he liked me.
Her face was like 1,000 words, for real. Then we move on to Andre.
She should have been happy with Kaden.
Yeah. Andre picks Hannah. And then we get into Mike picks Gianna.
Mike Gianna. Okay, well, Mike now you want to pick her. You love punk ass.
Now you want to pick her. But I mean, they
must have had some like reconciliation. That
I
they
need
just
to see
show.
That because I ain't fucking with him.
But she
her.
Like maybe she liked the Walking Dead kiss. Like maybe that was it.
The eat your face
you,
off.
Yeah. Wait,
eat your
face off kind of kiss. Did they have something
I'm not
that they
with
did at
that.
Show?
Yeah. She's
because the last time we saw them, they were like fighting, and she was like crying and not picking him.
Really, like the Michael and Gianna relationship throughout the whole show is. You guys will see is just very like behind the scenes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Like they've had this like secret love for each other that I to this day still don't know what the hell or where they
it
found
was all
it.
That,
but they have their own little thing going on. That I'm sure we don't even know some of the stuff that we're gonna.
So you'll probably show it. It'll show it.
Like literally that kiss in the first episode. I did not know nothing about that.
No. Had no idea.
I was freaking out. Like my mom was like, "What?" I was like, "They kiss." I was like, "They kiss." You know, like I had no idea about it.
No.
Yeah, because they. She was seemed like happy that he picked her, and last episode it just seemed like she wouldn't pick him at all because of what happened. So.
Exactly.
Right.
So then we go with Joey, and Carolina, which we expected because he said he was feeling her.
Yeah.
He like basically got his date short. It's like, oh, I'm feeling someone else. Thank you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then we have the other Mike who picks Cassandra.
Chess Mike.
The one that's like the tan. He's from Jersey.
Yeah, he's got the heat.
He's Staten super Island. Jersey.
What is it? The hair. What's his little thing?
The heat.
Yes, the
heat. It's like haircut, eyebrows.
And a tan. They're going off the Jersey Shore. Like, what's the is it GTL?
Is that
Jim Tan Laundry?
Yeah, he tried it.
It's like
he tried
to make his own thing.
He tried it. It didn't happen.
Forgot a letter.
You can't do a tan.
Yeah, it was bad. That was bad. That was bad. Shout out to Jersey Mike.
But that's cute.
Staten Island.
Oh wait,
Staten Island.
It was cute, but they ain't a match. Oh shit, I forgot.
Yeah.
and
then we have Tyler and Tierney who just were fused together because they were last two.
That was classic.
It looked like real love, though.
Beam. One beam. Yeah. One beam.
Who was that saying that? Who
Jalen,
was it?
That was Jalen.
Yeah, he's like, one beam. Like, so sarcastic, and it was hilarious.
This is what I have to say about I hope in the later episodes that Tierney finds somebody because she's so bitter right now.
We all do,
she
huh?
She is so, at this present moment, she is
not
having a good time.
Right
she
now.
Is so
I'm
freaking
play
bitter.
The fifth on this one.
I feel like she's I don't even bitter. Know enough about her, though, to, like,
who she could even maybe.
There was an extra scene about her like kind of opening up, and she talks about like she's 21, mm-hmm. had 6 relationships. Every guy has cheated on her.
Wow.
And every guy had a kid.
Now has babies.
With like whoever they cheated on with her. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's like you have to understand.
Maybe she moved too fast.
It's very hard for her to open up. I feel like now in the house, you know, all these people and everything.
Because
like,
she's gone. You have
to understand her. You know, Tyranny is a super sweet girl. No hate for her at all.
And I see that from her, and I see that she's definitely been through some things, and I definitely feel like she's been damaged. And I get that she's 21, girl. You are still young.
Yeah.
You are beautiful. You know, all these guys who treated you wrong, you got to understand. Like they are young. You're young. Yeah. Guys are gonna mess up. I mean, but that's the hardest thing. Like I've been through that personally.
Word.
I dated somebody and he ended up getting someone pregnant. That's the most disrespectful thing that could ever happen to a woman. You know what I'm saying? And so for that to happen to her several times, like that is
time after time.
Crazy. You know what I mean? Yeah. It really makes you feel bad about yourself. So I hope she definitely turns around and opens up a lot. You can tell she's very willing, just like closed.
She has a lot of walls up.
Yeah, she has a lot of walls up right now.
And she puts up a very aggressive front. Tyranny's actually a very loving person. She's the sweetest girl ever.
Yeah, no, and I can see that for her. So that's why I'm like, I don't want to say nothing because it's like we can be bitter, but at the end of the day, you don't know what that person has really gone through, and you can see the pain and the hurt. Exactly. So, girl, I'm with you, girl. Yeah. We gonna find you some love, bitch.
Well, like I said, it's only the second episode, so hopefully it goes down. So now you're waiting for the beams, right? And so obviously the expectation. And I know that these matchup ceremonies kind of can go kind of long. Mm-hmm. What was the feeling? Did you feel like you had some beams? Did you feel confident? Did you feel like because of the way everything kind of like started going off? Like what was the feeling at that point?
I mean, I thought I was a beam. I thought I was going to be a beam. I feel like everybody in the house actually thought. The second week. Uh-huh. Everybody thought like, you know, me and Catherine had this thing. Like, we were like the parents of the house. Like, we made dinner for everybody. Mm. Like, this is something that they show. Like, we had a very cute relationship, you know? I mean, we were one of the couples that, you know, were supposed to be sitting together.
Right.
Carolina and Joey were
supposed to sit together.
There were some Mike and Cassandra. Mm-hmm. Like, there were some couples that had that, like,
connection
we thought at least we're going to get one. Like, we're going to at least
out of that
be safe from the blackout.
Sure.
And it just hit us in the face.
Yeah, so you guys are waiting, and unfortunately,
No beams.
So there's an official blackout on the second episode, and because of the new rules, you lose. Last season it was 250,000. This season it's half. So you lose literally 500 racks. Out the gate, done. Yeah. Second season. Second episode.
Second episode, y'all.
My thing is, like, I know you just like we lost Wise and Rex. But with you, Ozzy, were you more upset about the money lost or about the fact that Catherine wasn't your match?
I mean, everybody goes in for like a little bit of both. You know, me personally, there's some connections that weren't shown. Mm-hmm. You know, I did, you know, have some like stuff with other people and stuff.
Other people.
And I was ready. Like as Andre, and you guys are going to be able to see like I'm in the game. Mm-hmm. And you know,
very much so actually. Mm-hmm. He did his thing for sure.
So like, you know, I was willing to like, you know, give myself to somebody, commit to that relationship. And if that works, perfect. If it doesn't,
and I just need to know, like this was very interesting to me. Because I caught it back then, like when we was in the trailer, I was like, they're not a couple. Like, there's no way in hell. Mm-hmm. But we take it back to the first episode when she was messing around with Mike. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to know, like, how were you, like, okay with that? How were you just like, I mean, I understand probably because you've been messy.
Exactly. So that was my thing, you know? Like, I kept saying that.
You did say that. I remember.
I wanted somebody to break my heart. Like, I needed that myself because I've been the asshole. I've been the cheater. I've been everything. Mm-hmm. And I've never had somebody do that to me. I don't know what that feels like. So that was, like, very eye-opening.
Mm.
You know, when that happened to me, it's like, shit, you know? Like, I have to... have to change.
Interesting.
And when that happened, and you know, she was the one that did it, and then she felt bad about it. You know, she cried about it. Like she was upset about it. Like we talked about it. I understood that. You know, I have to give her a chance. You know,
well.
And that's and we had like a great, you know, 2-week relationship. But
it was amazing.
Yeah. It was amazing. It was like, girl, how you about to go to Mike after this? I'm like, girl. You just went the fucking airplane lady was telling you the wrong way, bitch.
Yeah, the whole thing is that I didn't want to like make out with her. I didn't want to do anything, so she wanted to make me jealous, but we went way too far.
Clearly.
Literally. Okay. So blackout, obviously, but it is 10 truth boosts. That is the flip, the plus side of blacking out. Obviously, it's a lot of money
you're paying
lost
a lot for
in this
it
particular. Yeah, you're paying a lot, but you know who's not your match, so that does help. Before we close out, real quick, as we heard in our ears, Andre's song. He actually has another song we want to debut really, really quick.
It's the debut, low key. Actually,
what's the name of the song? This as we're setting it up,
this is Noriega by yours truly.
Noriega.
It's unreleased. This is a first look glimpse you guys are gonna get. So,
get it.
Noriega.
Yeah, let me know how y'all feel. This just got done. Yes. I love this. What? Hey, now I'm so used to this well.
What?
I love how this bounce. Can we do predictions to his song? Is that like wild?
We got 2 minutes. Okay, Abby, real quick, prediction.
Oh my God, now I don't even really have any. I have a bad feeling that they're not going to win.
They're not going to get it at all. Like, that's your prediction.
Yeah, unless they, like, have another thing where they can, like, earn money back.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like a twist.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Because I have no idea who's mad at this point.
Okay. It's still early. It's
so
still
I'm,
early.
Like, saying another one, maybe. Okay. And you guys take it this time.
Okay. What do you think, Sensei?
Well, considering my predictions have been right so far. I don't really know, to be honest, from this moment forward. I mean, they clearly blacked out this episode. Right. So it's very hard for me really to predict what's going to happen next week. I'll give you guys my predictions next week.
Yeah.
And I do want to say for the ladies, you know, when I say bitch, it's just been a part of my, like, lingo. So I don't want you guys to ever feel disrespected when I say bitch. It just kind of slips up. But I'm going to work on that this season. I will call you by your name. But I just want to correct myself. I mean, I'm going to always keep it 100 with y'all, but I feel like if someone called me a bitch, like, and they don't know me like that, I'd be pissed. So I'm going to just, you know, let that out for you fans, too. Don't try to come for me.
Don't do it. She's not the one.
I'm not the one.
And for me, I might have to agree with you just because it's the second episode and you lost so much money. That's,
right,
like, a lot. So I don't want you guys to not get the money, obviously. But it just, to have such a deep blow so early.
Another thing, too, is, like, when they were only losing $250,000, they could have blacked out twice and been where they are now.
Exactly.
So it's, like, a lot, like, high
quality. Exactly. Who do you guys think our matches are?
Right.
Yeah, come on, let's get a prediction.
Who are your matches?
Give us a top two.
It's too early. It's just too early.
Wait, we can try.
Y'all can try.
Are you guys allowed to say if you're, like, dating someone right now?
No.
Not at all?
I'm not allowed to speak.
Really?
Okay.
Okay, real quick, because we really got... So, for me, I would say... man,
I think yours could be someone like that no one expects it to be. Uh-huh. Like maybe like Cam or someone.
Yeah.
For Ozzy.
I can't. Yeah. Okay.
Really? Yeah.
Okay.
Andre,
I'm gonna say Cam for you because earlier you said she's very pretty. So I'm like,
oh, Cam, that's
and y'all
Cam.
Got them Cam eyes. Y'all got them eyes. I could see y'all being
no
real cute together.
Honestly, I have no good.
Ozzy, gosh, I'm trying to think of the girls right now. I can't.
I could say Cam for
girls.
You too. I can say Cam for you.
I'm going to say Shannon for both of you.
Shannon.
Oh, almost just says so disrespectful.
She's got to be someone.
Hey. She is someone.
She's got to be someone's ass.
Okay, I'm going to say, I'm going to do a wild card, Cassandra, because I only remembered her name. Because I was like, Cassandra, bitch. See, here I go with the bitch again. Oh, my
we'll
God.
Have to keep watching.
I'm sorry, guys.
You
guys
have to keep watching.
Cassandra. I'm going to say Cassandra.
But ladies and gentlemen, that has been our show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. We love Are You The One. I'm your host,
better.
Lim Gonzalez.
So.
You can find me, again, always at The Poet Saint, all day, every day. Sensei, where you at?
Y'all know where to find me, Sensei Don't Play. Never changes.
All day. And Abby, where you at?
You can find me at _AbbyVega.
Ooh.
And our guest, Ozzy, where are you at, sir, that the fans can find you?
Instagram and Twitter. It's OzzyMM11.
Dude. And Andre?
And it's very simple with me, man. All social media, it's just my name is what it is. Just look it up and I'll be the first one to pop up, I'm sure.
And when is this next song dropping?
Hey, this song's supposed to be dropping within the next couple of weeks, so y'all got a nice little sneak peek.
Until then, check out a YouTube video. That shit was fire.
All day, every day.
Absolutely. Appreciate
it. We appreciate
them
being here. Absolutely. And make sure you're with us next week. Until then, we'll see you later. Boom.
All right.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.